I'm constantly making lists of bright ideas and topics to blog about, but never in my wildest dreams would I have predicted I'd be writing about ways to enhance your life during a quarantine. But here we are, and being a glass half full gal, preferably a champagne glass, I always have to look for the silver lining. Even if you're still going to work in an essential business, or like me, you're fortunate enough to be continuing to work from home, you're no doubt spending more time at home than usual. So why not make the most of it so you come out of this thing new and improved? Here are five things you can do right now to gain ground in your quarantine experience. Number one, drink more water. You know you need to, you know you've been meaning to. So why not start right now? Water improves your skin. It flushes out toxins, helps you to control your weight, promotes a healthy immune system, and about a jillion D other things. As a good rule of thumb, you should minimally be getting half your body weight in ounces of water per day. For example, a 140-pound person should be getting at least 70 ounces of water per day. More is fine. Even being home, it's easy to let the day slip by without getting your daily dose of water, so I've developed a clever, simple tip. Start your day with a glass of water, then set the timer on your phone for 1 hour. When the timer goes off, chug another glass of water and hit repeat, and repeat, and repeat, and repeat. That way you'll be sure to get your quota and maybe even a bonus. Number two. Start a walking habit. Not only is walking a great exercise for anyone at any fitness level, it's one of the few forms of activity available to us right now. It's a safe way to get a little space from the confines of your home, and you'll get to say hello to your neighbors from a safe distance, of course. And you can always wear a mask or wrap a scarf around your face if you have concerns. Aim for 30 minutes a day at a comfortably brisk pace. If you can do more, great. If you need to do less, fine, do what you can. It's great for mind, body, and soul, and in no time you'll be looking forward to it every day, hopefully long after this situation has ended. Number three, pamper your skin. Staying sheltered at home is a great time to give your skin a heaping help of love. By increasing your daily water intake, you're already improving your skin from the inside out. Now let's work from the outside in. Give yourself a mask a couple of times a week. There are great DIY masks that can be made with ingredients right out of your kitchen. Things like honey, turmeric, coconut oil, and tea tree oil. Just jump on the Google machine and find some recipes for your skin type. Take a lesson from your Italian grandmother, I'm sure we've all got one somewhere down the line, and slather your face with olive oil. It's a wonderfully effective moisturizer, and since you're not going out, you don't have to worry about smelling like a salad. It's also a great time to use retinol creams or other products that give you a slight peeling effect. Just remember to apply sunscreen when you go out for your daily walk, since your skin will be a little more sensitive. Number four. Clean out your makeup and clean your brushes. Go through your makeup and get rid of anything stinky. Most makeup contains some oil, and oil goes rancid over time. So if it smells bad, toss it out. If it's dried out, toss it. If it's not flattering to you, toss it. Many of us, myself included, don't clean our makeup brushes often enough. We're rushed in the morning, tired at night, c'est la vie. The easiest way to clean your brushes is to mix up a little mild shampoo and warm water in a glass and just let them soak for 15 or 20 minutes. After they've soaked a bit, agitate them in the glass. If the water is quite dirty, which it probably will be, repeat the soaking, swishing process. Once the water stays clean, gently press the brushes with a towel or paper towel and lay them out on a towel to air dry. Number five. Eat Frenchly. There you are, safe at home, just you and your refrigerator. Now would be a really good time to learn to eat like the French. The French have mastered eating the foods they love without gaining weight, and it's all covered in my book, Creating the French Metabolism, Eat, Drink, and Be Beautiful. I could have called the book Creating the Fast Metabolism, or the Efficient Metabolism, or the Really, Really Good Metabolism. Same thing. But I called it Creating the French Metabolism because it's based on the French lifestyle and the secrets that French women learn from the time they're born. So whether you're Cheeto or Keto, Paleo or Oreo, or nothing at all, you can learn how to enjoy what you want without paying the price for it. Plus, it's a really fun read. Wishing you health and happiness with all my heart. Bisous!
See aujourd'hui, je suppose que c'est